Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud. We are holding on Daf Tes Amud Beis. We are all the way up at the two dots, Kamatz B'Smol, at the end of the line, about 8 lines up on the page, on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Today's daf is almost entirely, pretty much entirely, about the idea of Yamin, when you need the right hand and when left is good enough as well. And obviously the starting point is the fact that our Mishnah had spoken about doing Kamitza B'Smol, that if a Kohen does the Kamitza with his left hand, that such a Kamitza is not kosher. So the Gemara is going to discuss how it says the term Smolus 4 times by the Karbonos of Metzorah, and somehow that's going to teach us the din of Kemitza B'Smol being Pasul. And the Gemara is also going to discuss how the oil for the Metzorah, there are two separate psukim that discuss where the oil for the Metzorah is placed, that it's placed over the Dam and it's placed on the Makom Adam. Why do I need both those psukim? What's each one saying that the other one is not saying? And the Gemara is going to tell us that Rava learns several different things from Metzorah, but they're all about the right, needing the right side. Needing the right side for Kemitza, needing the right side for Chalitza, needing the right side for Ritzia Sa'ozen, all about using the right as opposed to the left. And the Gemara tries to formulate some sort of rule. Are there key words in the Torah that indicate right and not left? Etzpa, Kuhuna, both, one or the other. So the Gemara is going to discuss that on the bottom of Amud Aleph, how we have indicators, or when what is a proper indicator in the Torah that you need dafka yamin and not small. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that we have a special drasha dafka by the kemitza of a minchas chotei, that it has to be yamin and not small, because there's specifically a hava amina by a minchas chotei that maybe the left hand would have been good enough as well. So let's begin. We are again about 8 lines up on the page. Kamatz b'small and daftesam b'beis. So says Gemara minani mili. How do I know that if you do kemitza b'small that it's no good, that the kemitza is invalid? Amr b'zer d'amakra ve'akreves amincha ve'imali kapo mimena. It says that he fills his kaf, his hand, his palm, from it. Kaf ze in yodei mahu. How do I know what the kaf is? So k'shomar v'lokach hakohen milog hashemen, that when it describes the carbon of mitzorah, and it says that the kohen takes from a log hashemen v'yotzak al kaf hakohen asmolis, and he puts the log shemen on his left kaf. So we see, kan smolis, that whenever the Torah wants to tell me about the left palm, it will say smolis. Hakom makom shemer kaf einu el yamin. But everywhere else in the Torah that it says kaf and it doesn't identify which kaf, it must be specifically that it's yamin. Karanora raises a fundamental question. Why does it have to tell me that the shemen that the Kohen puts is on his kaf hasmolis if all of the avodos are going to have to be done be yamin? So if the Kohen is going to do the hazaa hayamanis, he's going to have to take from that oil and then be maza that oil. So obviously it can't be in his right palm to take from the oil and then be maza. It's got to be in his left palm. What's the other option? So why do I need the Torah to tell me that he dafka pours it into his left palm? So the Karanora says, no, there's a havamina that he would have put it in someone else's palm, that maybe he could have another coin stand beside him, have that coin have it in his right palm, and then go from there. So that's why Dafka has to say smallest over there. But at this point, the Gemara just say, okay, so because Dafka identifies smallest by the oil of the Mitzvah, so Mela, we learn that everywhere else that it says Kaf is Yamin, and therefore when it describes Kemitza in terms of a Kaf, it must be that Kemitza is only B'Yamin. So says the Gemara, but don't we need it Lugufei? Meaning, don't we need it to say smallest just to tell me that it Dafka has to be B'smallest? That doesn't necessarily mean everywhere else that it says Kaf, it has to be B'Yamin. Maybe everywhere else it says Kaf, you have options. You could do Yamin, you could do small, whatever works. We're not Makbid, but Dafka over here by the Mitzorah, we're Makbid that it be the Kaf smallest. Says more smallest Achrimik. If you're right, had we only had one smallest, one time the Torah says smallest, that would have been the limit. We would not have been able to say that everywhere else you need Yamin. But it says it twice. Says Gemara, okay, but now that it says it twice, then there's another rule that comes into effect. Ve'ema ein miyut achar miyut elo the rabos. Maybe we should say ein miyut achar miyut elo the rabos, that when it has a double miyut, it says only the left, only the left. Maybe it's coming to tell me not only the left, that you could do with the right hand as well. No, smolus achrin aksiv. There's a third time it says smolus. Kan smolus vein achar smolus. And that third time it comes to teach me that nowhere else can you do the left hand? That it's daf over here, you can do the left hand. Ve'ma adrava, makan smolos af bi'almanami smolos. But wait, how do I know that it's telling me to the exclusion of the rest of Kala Torah Kula? Maybe it's a paradigm from which we can learn to Kala Torah Kula. That if over here smolos is okay, everywhere else smolos is okay as well. Arba'a smolos ksivi. It says four times smolos. Trei ba'ani v'trei ba'ashir. Twice by the ani and twice by the ashir. Now the Chak Nasan brings a raya from our Gemara that we will make a drasha of ein miyut achar miyut ela l'rabos even when there are other ways to darshan the psukim. Meaning there are certain drashas that we say, you know, last as a last ditch, as a you know, when we have nothing else to do with the pasuk, that's when we'll rely im einu inyan l'kan teneu inyan something else, where the Gemara will say, oh, you know what, that extra word in this pasuk is doing nothing to do with this entire parsha. It's about a totally different parsha, but there's just no more drushas to be made within this parsha. We only do that when there's no other option, when we've already exhausted all the options within the parsha. So what about this idea of ein miyut achar miyut el rabos? Is it because we have no more miyutim to make within this parsha, so we say, okay, it's got to be the rabos, it has to be that it's coming to be the rabos, or do we even do that as like a l'chadchila type of drasha? So says the Chak Nasan that miyut achar miyut l'rabos is even when you're able to make other drashas, because the Gemara asks ve'ema ein miyut achar miyut el l'rabos, even though we wanted to darshan these psukim chad l'gufei and want to tell me kol makom einu ela b'yamin. So there are other drashas to be made, and we're still asking, but you should do ein miyut achar miyut el l'rabos. So he says, you know, but that if that's correct, he has a kasha on what it says in the Sefer Halichos Olam in Shar Revi'i Perek Dal. And Halicha Solomon writes that the reason that we have in a lot of places that there are many mi'utim and we darshan each mi'ut to tell me something else, another din, and we don't say ein mi'ut achar mi'ut el rabos, that's because dafka when there's nothing else to be mima'it from what it says in the Torah, dafka then we rely on ein mi'ut achar mi'ut el rabos. Meaning that Halicha Solomon says that this rule is not true, that ein mi'ut achar mi'ut el rabos is only when all else has been exhausted. But that seems to be against our Gemara. So says the Chak Nasan, it's not against our Gemara. You have to be mechalek when the other drushos that you can make are within the parsha, and when the other drushos you can make are somewhere else. See, all of these miyutim, smallest, four times, they're all in the parsha Mitzora. They have nothing to do with kmitza. So if your other option is to start darshaning halachos about kmitza or about elsewhere in the Torah, so then you would rather say ein miyut achar miyut elo l'rabos. But if your other drushes can be made within the parsha, so always better to go within. In general, there is a preference in Kala Torah Kula when making drushes that we stay within ourselves. That, yeah, of course we assume Kala Torah Kula inyan echad, and we're medama milsa l'milsa, we compare things, even in our approach to learning. Most fundamentally, the first thing a person has to do when he learns is understand the page in front of him. Of course, then a higher level learning, you look at Tosfos. Tosfos is a very high level learning, right? Rashi is much more fundamental. They have to see what it is. But then you start fitting it in with the rest of Shas. That's what Rav Stav told us once, that when Rabbi Kiva Eger has a kasha in Gilyan HaShas, so Rabbi Kiva Eger sometimes ends off with Tzor Chiyun, and sometimes ends off Vashem Ya'ir Zeinai. Vashem Ya'ir Zeinai sounds much more desperate than Tzor Chiyun. Tzor Chiyun is, you know, Tzor Chiyun, so, you know, we'll figure it out some point in life. Vashem Ya'ir Zeinai is like, I can't move. I'm frozen over here. So he pointed out that if you look every time in Gilyan HaShas that it says v'tzaruch iyun, it's a kasha from a different Gemara. He's pointing out that there's another source. Hashem Yar Zeinai is an inherent flaw in the logic of this Gemara, that I I can't understand this Gemara in itself. So that's Kein Daraisa, meaning we have Drasha Daraisa also. When it's from within, it's a much stronger kind of Drasha. From without is like secondary in terms of our concern. Okay, so that's the Gemara says, because it says four times smallest, that's how I know that Kamitza has to be Dafka, be a Min. That's not going to be the only approach. We're going to see soon that there are other possibilities of how I know that Kamitza has to be Dafka, be a Min. By the Mitzorah, it also describes what they do with the Shemen. They put it on his thumb and on his big toe. So why does it have to say Bowen Yodo, Bowen Raglo? Why does it have to say Bowen so many times? So it says Gemara, Chad Lahachshir Tzadin, V'chad Livsol Tzidei Tzadin. Want to tell me that the Bowen includes not only the top of the thumb, but the sides of the thumb as well, and the other Tapasol Tzidei Tzadin, the reverse side of the thumb. So that's the limbud that we make. So the Gemara is not clear what Rabbi Yirmiyah's Kasha has to do with anything. Meaning we were talking about using the right hand for kmitza, and therefore we had to mention how the kohen pours the oil into his left hand. What does that have to do with the bow and yad and bow and regal of where they put the oil? That's got nothing to do with our sugya. So Rashi understands, or Birmius Kashi is, from the pasuk itself, it says in the pasuk that you put the shemen on the makom dam ha'asham. So why does it have to say that you put the shemen al bowen yado yamanis, al bowen ragla yamanis? So Rashi explains, or Rabbi Yirmiyah tells Rabbi Zeira that once you darshan the double psukim that it says by Mitzara Ani, so you should darshan all the other psukim that are doubled over in the parsha, bein ba'ani, bein ba'ashir. And that's how Tosus explains as well over here. Tosus on Daf Yudam and Aleph, and the Shittim Betzas ask that from the Gemara it sounds that Rabbi Yirmiyah is dafka asking on Rabbi Zeira. So they explain that Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha is that according to you that you learned from the four times it says smallest that kol makom shenever kaf and yad is einu eli yamin, that whenever it says kaf, whenever it says yad, it's always the right hand. Why does the pasuk have to say al bo and yado hayyaman? So the two possibilities: either we're not asking that this is against the previous drasha, we're just saying okay, once you're darshaning all the doubles, you know, you're darshaning all the extra words in the parsha of Mitzorah, let's go weiter in the parsha of Mitzorah and see where else there are extra words. And that's the Pasha Pshat in the Sugya. So that's how Rashi learns the Sugya. So we're saying, yeah, this Kasha has nothing to do with previously, other than the fact that it's another double expression in the Parsha of Mitzorah, which is not so unlike Talmud Bavli to associate those two things, you know, to work tangentially in such a way. Says the Gemara Vayter, Dama Asham, Al Makom Dama Asham, Lamai Asu, when it says that you put the Shemen on the Dama Asham, and then there's another Pasuk that says, not on the Dama Asham, but on the Makom Dama Asham. So what does each pasuk tell me? It says, we need each pasuk. Ikas Rachmana al Dama Asham. If it would have told me that you put the Shemen on the dam of the Asham, which was previously placed on the Mitzorah, Havamine Isay in Niskaneach Lo, I would say yes. If he still has the Dama Asham on his thumb, if he still has the Dama Asham on his big toe, then you put the Shemen there, because there's where to put it. But once it's Niskaneach, once it's been cleaned off, then there's nowhere to put it, and then you don't put the Shemen. So Kas Rachmana Al Makom. That's why the Pasuk says, no, not necessarily on the Dama Asham, but on the Makom, where the Dama Asham went. But Vikas Rachman al Makom, if I only would have had the pasuk tell me to put it on the Makom of the Dama Asham, Havamina Dafka Niskanech, I would say Dafka, you have to clean off the dam before you put the shemen. It has to be cleaned off. Aval Isay, but if the dam is still there, Ema Havi Chatzitza, I might think that, you know, the shemen's got to go on him. So if it's going over the dam is going to be a Chatzitza. Kamash Mulan Al Dama Asham. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that Al Dama Asham is also okay, that you're allowed to put it directly on the Dama Asham, and we're not worried about it being a chatzitza, because that's the din. The din is not, it meaning the halacha is, if it had to dafka be on his body, of course it would be a chatzitza. This is min b'she'eno mino. We darshan, we know min b'mino is chotzitz, min b'she'eno mino is not chotzitz. It's interesting, normally we assume a liquid is not chotzitz, that liquid is just sort meld into each other and is not going to be a chatitza, but dam isn't so clearly a liquid, right? Ha'ochel kezayis dam is chayiv. Liquids are always revius. We assume that dam congeals very quickly. Dam is not always treated exactly as a liquid. So dam would be a chatitza, but there is no din that it has to go directly on his body. The din is it has to go on the makom where the dam went. So what's clear in the Gemara is that it has to say al makom dam, because if it says al dam, we would have assumed dafka when there is dam, you put the shemen on, but once it's cleaned off, it's not. That's why it has to say al makom dam. And once it says al makom dam, meaning that that would then mislead me. Meaning once I needed to say al makom dam, so now I'm going to think, it's got to be dafka al makom dam, that it's dafka if you clean off the dam. So that's why I still need to maintain the pasuk al dam. So Shittim Gepetzes asked the Kasha, it could have just not written the pasuk al dam and not written al makom dam, and mele there'd be no room to assume that when you clean off the dam that you don't put the shemen, because it never says if it never would have said al dam, and there never would have been room to assume that dafka when you clean off the dam you put the shemen in the place, but if the dam is still there you don't, because it never would have said al makom dam. I mean, you just don't say either one of them. So Shin Gwetza says that the tzad to say that if you don't clean off the dam you're not going to put the shemen, because the dam is a chatzitza between the shemen and the yad of the mitzvah, is not because of the pasuk that says makom dam. Even if it didn't say it at all, we would assume misvara that if you don't clean off the dam, you wouldn't put the shemen, because we would assume misvara that it's chatzitza. So therefore, the Torah had to say al dam, that even though the dam is there, you could put the shemen. That was necessary. Once that's necessary, the whole process begins. Then al makom dam also becomes a necessary component. Says the Gemara Vayta now. Amar Rav. Meaning, once I have the din that I'm supposed to put the shemen exactly where the dam goes, and by the dam it says that I put it on the right hand and the right foot, so why does it need to tell me to put the shemen on the right hand and the right foot? It's on the makom of the dam, and by the dam it already said to put it on the right hand and the right foot. Isn't any mention of the right hand and the right foot by the shemen therefore extra? I already know I'm putting it on the makom dam. You just look for where the red is and go, you know, that's where you put the shemen. Elo amar Rava yad yad lekmitza, regel regel lechalitza, ozen ozen leritzia. Yes, it says you mean about the hand of the mitzvah, the regal of the mitzvah, and the ozen of the mitzvah. And by none of those things is it necessary to say yamin for mitzvah itself. Each of them are to teach me about a different parsha in the Torah, about a different halacha in the Torah. It tells me the right hand by kmitza, by mitzvah, so that I can make a drasha, yad yad, the kmitza. That kmitza has to be b'yamin as well. Our sugya, menachos. It says right, the right foot by mitzvah, in order to tell me regal chalitza, that the chalitza has to be, when you have a yibum situation, you choose to do chalitza, the chalitza's got to be b'yamin. And it says ozen by mitzvah again, not to teach me anything about a din of mitzvah, but teach me ozen. Luritzia, that when you do the piercing of the ear of the Eved, so there are sugyas and kiddushin that discuss exactly how we know that you do the right ear. So this is not the only possibility, but one possibility is ozen luritzia. The Gemara Darshan's got to be the cartilage part of the ear. It's specifically which part of the ear requires the ritzia, but the ritzia of an Eved Ivri, when the Eved decides a hafti asishli asadoni, he wants to stay and he wants to continue his avdus after his period, his term is over, that's when we do the ritzia. We do it on the right ear. But notably for us, we went through before on the on Tesavan Beis four different times. It says smallest all to teach us that kmitza has to be dafka b'yamin. Now we have a much simpler drasha. Forget about the four times it says smallest. Yad yad. It says yad by mitzvah. So we darshin yad yad that kmitza has to be b'yamin as well. So smallest lamayasa. So therefore we're back to the what do I need all the smallest for? So I'm Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi. Lifsal yamin de kohen mitzvah, that to tell me dafka that kohen mitzvah can't use his yamin. Shalot tomar umab migzar. is what one might have thought. In cases where you're not allowed to use your left hand, you are allowed to use your right hand. You must use your right hand. So makam shenisrab so small in odin shenisrab siyamin. So I would naturally assume in a case where you are allowed to use your left hand, of course you're allowed to use your right hand. We're just relaxing the restrictions. So that's why it needs to say small, where you put the oil of the mitzvah. When the Kohen puts the oil in his hand, he puts it in his left hand, to tell me that dafka in his left hand, because naturally I would have assumed that if the left hand is kosher, kal v'chomer the right hand is kosher, there's always a preference for the right hand in Judaism. V'idach smalis, and the other time it says smalis, v'yad v'regel yamanis da'ani, and when it says yad and regel yamanis, by the mitzora ani, l'mayasa, what is that coming to teach me? Says, okay, I give up. You have to say that whenever you have a parsha that's number of initials, whenever you have something that's repeated unnecessarily, there is some crossover, there are some repeats, and the only reason it's repeated is to tell me those dinim that change. So since a mitzora ani has different karbanos than a mitzora ashir, so it's true the Torah will mention a lot of the things that overlap, that are the same between the two, but the only reason it's mentioning it is because of what is neschadesh in it, only because of the additional elements that the additional chidushim that we derive. Now, this idea that we always prefer the right hand when it comes to mitzvahs, that we always look for the right side when it comes to mitzvahs. So we know the halacha is that, and we're going to see later on in this masechta, that a lefty puts on tefillin on the opposite end of what everyone else puts on, and that's obviously the way we pass on the halacha. How to define a lefty is a complicated topic, and maybe we'll have an opportunity to discuss once. But by every other mitzvah that we always do be yamin and not be small, and the Gemara doesn't say exactly what the halacha is by a lefty, and that's why there are svarim about lefties, like which mitzvah is a lefty, does a lefty switch around which way he takes lulav, right, all of these halachas that it does, it's not clear in the we know the Gemara is very clear to us about tefillin, but it's, I mean, not very clear, it's somewhat clear, we know that the lefty is different, we don't know what a lefty is, but we know that the lefty is different, but it's not so clear by other mitzvahs whether a lefty is different or not, so the achronim work on this. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer about this. Rabbi Pesach Kron has an English book all about lefties, about the halachos of lefties. So in the sefer B'tzelach Chachma, in the Tshuvas B'tzelach Chachma, Chelekei Simen Lamed Vav, he explains what it is, what the chashivus of Yemin is to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Dafka with the right hand. And to any time you say bracha, halach and shulchan aruch, you're supposed to hold the item in your right hand. So first he said it must be because Ikur Kol Choshal Adam is B'Yemin. So normally everything you do with your right hand. So it's appropriate that you're Mekayim a mitzvah in a way that's going to be done with greater zrizos, with greater precision, and that's what Yemin is able to do, with greater strength, with greater precision. But he says that lichora would only work for those mitzvahs that involve a maisa. But you know, there is another halacha. The halacha is that when a couple gets married, the chassan not only uses his right hand to place the ring on the kala, he places on the kala's right hand. The Masada Kedushim will tell the kala, stick out your index finger of your right hand, and the chassan will place the ring on. She's not doing anything. She's just standing there, and it's being put on her. So greater precision, greater strength. Doesn't sound like it, says Rabbi Tzalas Turin, says Rabbi Tzalas Chachma, because that's got nothing to do with anything. That's the Shaila. What about a Kala who's a lefty? Would you say that that she would do with her left hand because greater precision and greater strength? Doesn't seem that way. Doesn't seem that that's the whole Indian over there. If you look in Nisuin Kilchasa, this is one of those things Rabbanim will come up. So you look in the books, you look at what it says, in this, and Nisuin Kilchasa quotes two deals. And some say the Kala who's a lefty will use the left hand, others say Kala who's a lefty will use her right hand. So, okay, what do you do, right? Ruvain Taragin emailed me like a month ago, asking, what do you do? It happened to be the night before I was at a chasm where Meir Tversky was Masada Kiddushin, and it's the only time I ever saw this. I was an eight kiddushin. Rav Tversky said to the kala, "Are you a lefty or a righty?" I never heard that question asked before to the kala. Are you a lefty or a righty? So she said, "I'm righty." Okay, so stick out your right hand. So now I have a mesora. Now we know what to do. That if she's a lefty, lechora, he would have said, "Mistami." He wasn't just curious. He was saying he wanted to know which finger she should stick out. So says B'tzelach Chachma, there's another Indian at play over here. It's not just the greater precision and the greater strength. He quotes from a medrash, a Yalkut Shimon. in Tehillim that the Yamin is Sholetus Bekala Mitzvos, and the right and the left is only Sholet B'Mitzvos Tefillin. That in general, Yamin has a certain Chashivus. The Yipol Mitzidcha Elef, that the side Yamin has a certain Chashivus that it's over that over all the other Mitzvos. The Pasuk says, that the Yamin is Omed Keneged Revava of Mazikim, but the small only has one Mitzvah, so it's only Elef. Yipol Mitzidcha Elef, that's a reference to the small. So you see that there's something fundamental about the right side, that the right side, called Pino Shatapon Elayu Eladerech Yamin, that there's something about the right side. So he says, Elev Elev Devarech Elokim Chaim. These are both true in Yanim. There is a Chashivus to the right side, and also the right side has the added element that you're able to do things with greater strength and greater precision. So says the B'Tzal HaChachma, whenever you have a mitzvah that involves a maisa, that involves doing, so then, like Netilas Lulav, you have to use your stronger hand. So that's why he's lifting up a kosher bracha. Such things that involve a maisa, so you dafka use your right hand, even if your right hand is the small shalkal adam, meaning a lefty would use his left hand, because that we're worried about the precision and the strength and the alacrity with which you do it. But whenever it's about, it's not about a maisa at all, it's just about being on the right side, so then it's going to be even a lefty would use the right. So he suggests, the B'Tzal HaChachma paskins, that by the Kala, who's a lefty, she should use her right finger also, because it's not about a maisa, it's just about something that's happening. That's how he sorts out this topic. But it's an interesting topic to figure out, and not everyone agrees that that's the assessment. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Whenever we have the word etzba in the Torah or kuhuna, it's always a reference to the right side. So called kasal kadaitach etzba ukuhuna biinan. That it needs to be both etzba and kuhuna in order to be an indicator that we're talking about the right side. So kedichsiv, Pasuk says v'loka hakohen midam achatas beetzbao. So the gemar mi mitzara, and we learn from mitzara dichsiv v'tavol es hakohen es etzbao hayimanis. By mitzara it says kohen, it says etzba, and it dafka says the word yamin. So hare kmitza deloksiv ela kuhuna. What do we then do about kmitza though? Kmitza, it doesn't say the word etzba. It only says the word kuhuna. Utnan, and yet the Mishnah tells us, kamatz b'smol pasul, that if you do kmitza with your left hand, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? I thought you needed to say both etzba and kuhuna in order to insist on the right hand. So Rava, o etzba, o kuhuna. So Rava says, no, it doesn't have to say etzba and kuhuna, one or the other. Either word is enough to be an indicator that you use your right hand. Shidu Gubetzas and the Taras HaKodesh raise the question that by kmitza, there's a different reason that you dafka use the right hand. Meaning it's not based on etzba or kuhuna. So what's the Gemara's kashi even? We already had yad from Mitzorah. We had a Gzeira Shava that taught me, or the four times it says small, whatever your preferred drasha is. We had drashas already that told us that kmitza has to dafka be yamin. So Shidu Gbetza suggests that the Gemara is not asking from the maisa kmitza that it has to be yamin. You're right, the maisa kmitza we know that has to be yamin from the drasha of yad yad. What we're asking is that the kiddush hakometz, that the kohen has to put the kometz into a klisharis with the yad yamin, that he has to initially take the kmitza biyad yamin ein achinami. That I learned from the drasha. But how do I know that he has to keep it in his hand, right hand, when he puts it into the kli sharis to be mekadesh? I would have thought he could transfer it into his left hand and put it into the kli that way. So that's the drasha that we're making over here. Other achronim have different approaches, but they all have to contend with this issue that we went through all these drashas already that discussed this this issue. The Gemara could have also asked, the Karanora points out, from Kabbalah, that Kabbalah is possible to small by all Karbanos, even though it only says kuhuna by Kabbalah, it doesn't say etzba. So they, you know, and other things as well, there's the achronim work on other kashas the Gemara could have asked. But we're asking about kmitza. So Amar Rava, o etzba, o kuhuna. So Rava says, it doesn't need to say both etzba and kuhuna, one or the other is good enough. Amar le Abaye, hare holacha se varim lekevesh dechsivu kuhuna. What about schlepping the evarim to the ramp of the Mizbeach, where Dafka does say kuhuna, it doesn't say etzba, but it says kuhuna, and you only need one or the other, right? Dechsiv, hikrav hakoyin es a kolam is becha, and yet va'amar mar. So you'd imagine, since it says kuna, it's got to be with the right hand. Va'amar mar zu alach zevaron lekevesh utnan, and the Mishnah tells us haregel shel yamin bismal, that the kohen who carries the right hind leg of the animal carries it in his left hand, ubeis ora lechutz, and where there used to be the skin of the animal, that points outward from the kohen's body, and the place where it was severed from the animal, that's inward. It's nicer that way. But the point is, though, he's carrying it in his left hand, even though it says kuhuna. Says Gemara, ki aminan o etzba o kuhuna bedavar amakev kapara. Now you know when o etzba o kuhuna, when one or the other is good enough to indicate that it's got to be with the right hand, that's when we're dealing with something that's ma'akev the kapara. Very kabat, so says Gemara, yeah, but and halacha is not ma'akev the kapara. Says Gemara, very kabbalah, davar ma'akev kapara hu, but kabbalah sadam is something that's ma'akev kapara, because of ba'kuhuna, and it says kuhuna, duchsivi, krivi b'nei Aaron, hakoanim es adam, and we darshan zu kabbalah sadam, utran, and yet the Mishnah still tells us, meaning we would expect that since it says kuhuna, and we're talking about kabbalah, which is ma'akev kapara, that it's got to be a min. And yet, what does the Mishnah say? Kibul b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon machshir. That yeah, the Tanakhama says it's got to be a min, but Rabbi Shimon says that it's kosher even b'smol. So it says, okay, but it's a raya from the Tanakhama. Meaning the Rabbi Shimon kamrit. You're asking a kasha from Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon tarti by. Rabbi Shimon will tell you that you needed to say etzba and kuhuna, but in a chinami, the Tanakhama would disagree and would say that you only need either etzba or kuhuna. Say in a chinami, Kabbalah's got to be a min, because that's what the Tanakhama holds. Says more umi by Rabbi Shimon Tarti, but is that true that Rabbi Shimon requires that it should say both etzba and kuhuna in order for us to require yamin? Vatanya, we have another price. Said Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makom shenemer yad eina eli yamin. Etzba eina el yamin. That whenever it says either yad or etzba, it always means the right hand. Well, wait a second. According to Rabbi Shimon, we just said etzba alone does not mean the right hand. It has to say etzba and kuhuna in order to mean the right hand. So it says, etzba lo baya kuhuna. Kuhuna baya etzba. It doesn't have to say, once it says etzba, you don't need it to also say kuhuna. But when it says kuhuna, it also does need to say etzba. That's that's how we sort out Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Ela kohen lamali. So then what value does kuhuna add? If the word etzba alone is enough, then what are we adding by saying, by mentioning kuhuna? Biki huno. To tell me that he's got to be biki huno. What does that mean, biki huno? Says Rashi, big day kuhuna. That he has to be wearing his big day kuhuna. That's what it's telling me, that the kohen has to do the avoda dafka with the big day kuhuna. Chaknasan points out that you don't need this pasuk to tell me that the kohen has to be mishamish big day kuhuna. We know this from other pasukim. That was sugis in zvachim, daf yud zayin, daf yud ches in zvachim, that a mechusar begadim. What do we say? A kohen bizman she'ein big day amaleim, ein kuhunas amaleim. He's not even a kohen. He's a zar if he doesn't have his big day kuhuna. So he says you have to say that there are multiple drushos teach the same din. Difficult. So again, this is something that the Achronim have to work on a little bit. Why do I need dafka as a separate drush over here to tell me big day kuhuna, even though we already know this from elsewhere, that you require big day kuhuna? So says the Gemara Vayter now, Vare Zrika, Delo Kasabe Ela Kuhuna. But what about Zrika? It only says Kuhuna by Zrika. The Pasuk says, V'kriv b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es-adam, v'zorku es-adam al ha-mizbeach. So it says Kohanim, nothing about Etzba. Utnan, and the Mishnah tells me, Zorak b'smol, if he does a Zrika b'smol, Pasul, the carbon is Pasul. And guess what? V'lo palig, Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is totally fine with that. So you see that just with Kuhuna alone, you know the Psul Avoda b'smol. You know that it's got to be done b'yamin. And not like what we were trying to explain, that according to Rabbi Shimon, only an avoda that says etzba has to be done by a min. That kuhuna does not teach me a min. Here you have explicitly that zrika, it only says kuhuna and it's got to be done by a min. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, even though Rabbi Shimon didn't disagree in the Mishnah, Halak b'braisa. He does disagree in the braisa, and he holds that Itaka doesn't need him in. Titania kibel b'smal pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Kabbalah b'smal. Tanakama says pasul. Rabbi Shimon says kasher. Zorak b'smal and Zriko also. Tanakama says pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon holds it's kasher. And you know why he holds it's kasher? Because it doesn't say etzba. It only says kahuna. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not good enough. It needs to say etzba if you want to use your right hand. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion we had on Amud Aleph, that according to the Chanin, even when it says kuhuna alone, it has to be done dafka biyamin, meaning either etzba or kuhuna. So kuhuna alone. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rava from in the previous sugya about the drashos of a carbon mitzora. Now lahada amar Rava. Rava had said previously that by mitzora ashir, it says al boin yada yaman is for gzera shava, right? Yad yad the kmitza. To tell me that just like they use the right hand by the mitzora, the right hand is used for kmitza as well. Lamali, why do I need that limud mikuna nafka? I could learn that kmitza has to be done by yamin because it says in the pasuk that kmitza is done by a kohen. And whenever it says kahuna, you already know yad yamin. Says Gemara, chad lekometz v'chad lekiddush kometz. There are two separate actions. There's the taking of the kmitza and the kiddush hakometz. That's why I need two separate drashos. So ask Gemara, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, delo ba'i kiddush kometz, who does not require kiddush kometz of a mincha at all, meaning Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not necessary to take that kmitza and put it into a kli shareis. You want to take that kmitza that's in your hand and bring it straight from the zbeach and burn it that way, that's fine. You don't need to put it into a kli shareis. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't even require kiddush kometz. And Uleman Diyamar, according to the one, Uleman Diyamar Nami, debay kiddush kometz, Rabbi Shimon. And even according to the Amora that understands that Rabbi Shimon does require kiddush kometz, ubismol, but that kiddush kometz could be done with the left hand. Akshuri makshuri, that we would hold it's kasher, so yad yad the Rav Alamali. If Rav's old drush of yad yad was only to tell me the din of kiddush kometz, what if you hold either that you don't need kiddush kometz or that kiddush kometz can be done with your left hand? Then what do you do with yad yad? If it's to teach me, the kmitza itself has to be done by yamin. Ali b'de Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, mid Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia nafka. We already know that from Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia. Dam Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon hold that a mincha that's not niskadish b'kli sharis is kosher? Da Amar Kra, because the pasuk says kodesh kadoshim ihi kachatos v'cha asham. So we compare it to both a chatos and an asham to tell me that you could treat it both like a chatos and an asham, meaning Bala of the biyad, you want to bring your kmitza biyad to be makdirit in your hand and without putting it into a kli shareis of the biyamin. You got to do it with your right hand. Kechatos, just like a chatos, where you take the dam and you put the dam on the mizbeach directly with your hand, but your right hand. Bala of the bakli, if you want to be makdir the komet by bringing it up in a kli shareis, then of the besmol. Then you could do your left hand, and you don't need to be makbid to use your right hand. Ke asham, and that's just like the zrikas dam, other than the zbech of a carbon asham, which could be done with the left hand as well. So you see, the din of yamin by kmitzas mincha is learned from the fact that we connect it to a carbon chatas. So I don't need the gzereshava of yad yad. So according to Rabbi Shimon, why do I need that gzereshava? What is gzereshava of yad yad come to teach me? Says what you needed to teach me is about the komets of a minchas chote. By every other carbon mincha, you're right. I don't need a gzereshava of yad yad to tell me I do it be a min. But how do I know that even a minchas chote gets kmitza be a min? Well, why would I think a minchas chote is any different? Salka taita chamina holvam Rabbi Shimon lo ye karbanu muhudar. That Rabbi Shimon is one that said that dafka minchas chote should not have a beautiful carbon because he's a sinner, so we don't want him to have a beautiful carbon, and that's why there's no shemen, and that's why there's no levona by a minchas chote. So kikamis lenami b'smol tiskasher. I might think that the maisa could be an ugly maisa as well, and that it could be done with his left hand. So kamash milan. That's why I need yad yad to tell me that by the minchas chote it's got to be done dafka b'yamin. The hava mina is difficult to understand. That because Rabbi Shimon holds that when the Torah does not require Shemen Levona, he's Doresh time to cry, and he gives me the explanation why we don't need Shemen Levona. So I would automatically start manipulating the Dinei HaTorah in other places as well. Meaning, one is an explanation of what the Torah already says, that the Torah already says that a Minchas Chote doesn't have Shemen Levana, so you're explaining it. You're giving a reason. Ah, it doesn't have Shemen Levana because you don't want the Minchas Chote to be a beautiful carbon. But the other is not at all an explanation of what the Torah says. It's trying to say that we should alter the Dinei HaTorah, that there's a Havamina to alter the Dinei HaTorah in order to adjust it for the Minchas Chote. So that's a difficult Havamina that the Achronim work on, David Soloveitchik has a Mahalik working on. You could argue that's exactly what Darsh Taimi Tikra means. We pointed out in the past, Darshina Taimi Tikra doesn't mean that just that you give reasons for what it says in the Pasuk. We all give reasons for what it says in the Pasuk. We don't pass on the Reb Shimon Darshina Taimi Tikra, and yet we still learn Sefer Achinuch and Rambam and Levuchim. We're always looking to give reasons. Darshina Taimi Tikra means that based on the Taimi Tikra, you can alter the Dinei HaTorah based on the Taimi Tikra. Meaning you assume that the Dinei HaTorah are, meaning just like you Darshin a Kal V'Chomer and Gzer Shava and the Yugim Mishadar and Dreshven, Darshina on Taimi Tikra as well. Taimi Tikra is a 14th Midah that the Torah is in Dreshven. So maybe that's dafka what Rabbi Shimon is doing. That because the Taimi Tikra of not requiring Shemen and Levona is that it should be an ugly carbon, so it's a reasonable Avamina to say, and therefore the carbon should be ugly in every way. And it should be done bismal as well. So that's a Kamash Mulan. I need a Gzer Shava of Yad Yad to tell me not to do it bismal. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beth Shem will pick up with Kamatzval of Yad Otsrar tomorrow. Oh.